Hi, I'm Peter Malouk. Welcome to A Matter of Trust with Chrissy Napke and Annie Rogers. Good to see you too.
Good to see you.
And today we're going to tackle one of the most common questions in estate planning, which is, I'm moving from one state to another. What do I need to do? And so, Chrissy, I'll start with you. I mean, we hear a lot of people going to specific states. They think the laws are very different. Sometimes they're a little bit different, like, say, going from the Northeast to Florida. But what
Very
are some
common.
Considerations? What are some considerations for people?
So something that we always tell clients when we're starting off is your documents aren't going to not be legal just because you move. So if you sign them in one state and they were valid in that state, executed correctly, they're going to be valid in the next state you live in. But that doesn't mean that it's going to take care of everything you need in that state. So a lot of times property laws are different. Your perfect example, we have a lot of clients that move from New York, New Jersey, down to Florida, and Florida has a very specific homestead law. And so if you have an estate plan that didn't deal with that in New York or New Jersey, now that you're moving, we've got to relook at kind of property laws. And then I'll let Annie kind of discuss the powers of attorney situation too. So that's, we always kind of look at property and then we're looking at power of attorneys.
Right. And estate tax, because some states still have state estate tax that needs to be looked at to see if that's compliant. But I think the medical and financial powers of attorney are probably the two main documents that are different from state to state. You know, some states have very specific statutory advance directives and medical documents. Sometimes powers of attorney have specific language. For instance, here in Kansas, there's that constitutional homestead right, where if somebody's going to use your power of attorney to sell your primary residence, you have to have the legal description in the document. So, if somebody moved here and they didn't have that and they became incapacitated and they need to sell the home, that's going to create some issues. So it's good to, you know, update those. It's not very expensive to update powers of attorney. If we're doing that, we often, you know, update the trust situs to be, you know, the state where you're living, because if that's where you're going to be, we should just go ahead and, you know, update those things too. But it's definitely a good thing to look at when you make a big move.
What about a move from a common law to a community property state?
There are obviously some considerations to make. Make sure that, you know, if you had separate property, that you're maintaining that status in that state. Annie does a lot of California law that has that. Any specific things they should be aware of?
Well, I mean, for sure, we identify things as separate property that are, you know, and it, you know, I see a lot more prenuptial agreements in California than around here just because of the community property issues. But in property and residence agreements and things about how equity is earned in a home if you're using your separate assets to buy things. So,
yeah, I think that the three things you've touched on are the three big ones. One is the all the documents are going to work, but they're not really optimized unless they comply with the local laws.
Exactly.
The trust law is largely federal, but each state can put their own nuance on it that normally affects how properties handle primarily residences. So that's number one, make sure that your trust accounts for that and title things correctly. Number two, if you're moving from a common law to a community property or the other way around state, you definitely want to get with an attorney and review your documents. Three, and this is the biggest one, Annie, that I think that people wind up in a mess with that you brought up was powers of attorney. They just, they're so unique from state to state. They're such, the healthcare documents become so politicized and you can almost tell what the documents are going to say based on what state somebody's from, whether it's blue or red. So you want to make sure you take a look at that too. But for the most part, most things work. You know, you move from one state to another, it's probably fine. You update your powers of attorney and you're done, but sometimes it requires a complete and total overhaul.
Well, and powers of attorney are those documents we recommend people update every so often anyway, you know, at least every 10 years, because a lot of times financial institutions won't want to take them anymore.
Right.
So if you're moving, it's a good time to get those updated anyway. So
good advice.
Another idea, though, is there are plenty of states that let you use a beneficiary deed to deed out real estate upon your death to make sure it doesn't go into probate. And if you're moving to a state that doesn't allow beneficiary deeding, then you do really need to update your estate plan and kind of look at that. And so property is one of the biggest one that is a driving force to change if you've moved.
Yeah. So I think the main advice, you move from one state to another, you don't have to panic. Your documents work.
Right.
But they might not work perfectly. Meet an estate attorney as soon as reasonably possible before or after a move and just make sure that you've checked these boxes that we've covered today.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you both.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Thank you.
This commentary is provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as investment, tax, or legal advice. Past performance of any market results is no assurance of future performance. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources deemed reliable but is not guaranteed. This commentary and the information provided may be considered advertising in some jurisdictions under the applicable law and ethical rules. The determination of the need for legal services and the choice of a lawyer are extremely important decisions and should not be based solely upon advertisements or self-proclaimed expertise. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.